So Maddie asked me if I were to go Girl Scout cookie selling, door to door. And I agreed. And I go, "Hey, Maddie, let's do it together as a team." And it was kind of fun because I wanted to see if I had the guts to go, introducing myself to my neighbors as the friendly neighborhood insurance guy, right? And she would introduce herself as a Girl Scout girl in the neighborhood. So we agreed. We got our notebooks, we got our computers, our apps, so we can track our numbers. And we decided to just give it a try, just around the block. And we had a little wagon full of cookies. I had my business cards in my pocket. She would go first. She would introduce herself and she'd say, "Hey, I'm Maddie. I'm selling Girl Scout cookies. Would you like to help?" And it was neat, her little line that she was using to sell cookies. And then as soon as she finished, and then she would introduce myself. She goes, "Hey, and this is my dad. Yes, he can introduce himself." And I was like, "Yeah, my name is Joe Mesa. I'm your friendly neighborhood life insurance guy. I can help you out with life insurance, annuities, and retirement plans and stuff like that." So I would give my spiel, and so every door we were doing the same thing. And guess what? Maddie sold all of her cookies, and we got the numbers, and she was killing it. And she could tell me like how people react in certain houses because we had all those metrics on paper. On my side, I had five people just around the block. Okay, I had five people interested in what I had to say. Three made an appointment. One of them held their appointment, and that one that held the appointment did business with me. And you know what was crazy cool about this is that he was looking for someone like me. By helping Maddie, helped me connect with someone that needed me. And what happened to him is that he had one of his best friends die because he fell asleep coming back from the oil fields. He was making $100,000, and his poor wife, dependent on that income, they had a big house, big cars, two kids, and then they had to sell everything because the income stopped there. So he didn't want that to happen to his family. That's how much he loves his wife and kids. So by helping Madeline sell her cookies, help me connect with someone that needed help to protect their family. So helping, bottom line, helping people is no brainer. Thank you.